Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of We're Rope Dropping Disney Trend. my name's Jack O'Brien. I'm thrilled to be joined by my guest host, Andrew T.
What up? I'm still here.
And I am still here. I am back from Disneyland.
You did it.
I did it. We went to Disneyland for my son's birthday. I got real into it. I started using the phrase rope drop as a verb. I was like, all right, we're going to rope drop the Rise of the Resistance. Then we're going to head right over to the Millennium Falcon. Then we're, it all worked out. It was like a, you know, we were undefeated. Just
did you get, let's see, my two Disneyland things are corn dogs. For some reason, those are my favorite corn dogs on earth.
Really?
And Dole Whip.
Did Although get a Dole Whip.
Dole Whip in more places now.
We did the Dole Whip with the Tiki Room, which was a good place to take a nap. But yeah, it's funny. There's just like various parts of Disneyland that have not been updated in decades and like just feel it. And those are some of the better parts. Like we went on Pirates of the Caribbean and that ride feels creaky. Like you can literally hear the creaking of the animatronics in some instances. And
the little nice gears of the difference engine turn. Exactly. and the pirates stare at you.
So much of it was
producer just Brian is saying the fudge for some reason always hits.
The fudge. Yeah. I didn't do fudge. I did do Dole Whip.
I never consider fudge.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it next time. I didn't realize how close it was. How doable Disneyland is from Los Angeles. And now my kids know that too.
Yeah. So, you're gonna enjoy the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Also a pretty small part. Like I felt like we had done everything we came to do by like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know about all the stuff, but
that's the dark side of the rope drop. You don't realize the actual experience at Disneyland is waiting in line. And if you don't wait in line a ton, you're going to be out of shit to do.
Yeah. It goes quick. Anyways, you know, we talk on tomorrow's episode about Biden's statement, but, you know, on the subject of the student protest, we have an update on the UCLA encampment where there were over 200 people, students arrested this morning, overnight. Cops came in and arrested hundreds of peaceful protesters after ignoring violent pro-Zionist protesters the night before and letting them tear the encampment apart and throw old women around while screaming, "You stand no chance, old lady!" Like the that's a literal quote. Like
these people repeated. See themselves as the good guys.
Yeah.
It's like this is assaulting people in the middle of the night.
You stand no chance, old lady, is such a fucking Cobra Kai thing to say. It's so wild.
Like Bane would be like two on the nose.
yo, chill the fuck out, man. But anyways, those people, not only were they like not arrested, but like I don't think anyone expected them to be. Like there was no news story about that. There's no like everyone was just like, no, yeah, they're on the same side as the police. So
Yeah,
they're allowed to do that.
On the off chance anyone listening to this is on the fence, like when you're on the same side as the cops, you're on the wrong side.
Yeah, go Google "you stand no chance, old lady," and then anyways, let's talk about what have you been watching? Anything, Andrew?
Oof.
Anything?
I will say, I guess I've been on a not horror kick, but like a weirdo, unpleasant movies kick. So not that they're bad, but like just unpleasant, kind of grimy movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched The People's Joker, Monkey Man, and Abigail in like kind of quick, like a 2 week period.
Nice.
And all those movies, they all have a real solid element of like, this might be the new trilogy of "You Know It Smell Crazy in There." Because like just everything in all those movies just looks like it fucking stinks.
Right. Oh, man. Civil War also had that. That was the most recent movie I watched. And we talked a lot about that. Civil War has not sat great. Like the Jesse Plemons scene still continues to, for most of that scene, I'm like, that's some of the best moments of movie that I saw this year. It's very brief. And the journalism aspect of it just, I don't know, not sat well. The more I've thought about it, the more I've been like, wait, why are we following them around?
I know people love this movie, and the leg that people have to stand on with me is that I have not seen it yet, but from what I've heard and from what I saw in the marketing, I think the movie's not for me. And I'm doubly convinced of this because when I tweeted that, like, no movie, some version of like no movie that like is called Civil War that has fewer primary black cast members as Captain American Civil War is really going to do it for me. People got mad at me, but exclusively white guys got mad at me. So I was like, I still feel like I'm on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind being on the opposite side of the white film guys.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's an abstraction. Like there is the central point of like, we want you to see war in other countries the way, like with fresh eyes by showing you what a war like that would look like in America. But like, they've gone through so many levels of abstraction to do that in a way that like feels like politically centrist.
Yeah. It's like, take a stand on that and live in the real world, because we're still living in the Civil War. Or
and we're still living in the original American Civil War. Yeah,
Alex Garland, the Brit. If you just want to show the horrors of modern warfare in what it would look like to Americans to make an emotional point, I'm just saying War of 1812, baby. Just have the SAS bomb Washington.
There you go.
RAF, whatever. I don't know jack shit about Britain.
Yeah, that's close enough. Anything else I think you were mentioning off mic that you're experimenting with? You're like microdosing parenthood.
Well, I was with my nephew in Atlanta for last week, and I watched. Listen, it's just a thing where you are in charge of a kid's media, or like you have to be party to it. Like he loves Elmo, but he also loves this guy called Blippi, which I genuinely would have assumed was like, speaking of People's Joker, it also looks like a Tim and Eric sketch, like where I'm just like, this is a bit, right? This is
deranged.
Fake. Yeah.
Unhinged. Like, yes.
It is like one of those things that like, if Blippi was around your kids, so Blippi is a guy who wears like what? Orange overalls.
Orange overalls, like, giant, puffy like hat.
Yeah. but has like cocaine energy, but talking to kids.
Yeah. Like big fake glasses.
You can see his teeth gritting as he's explaining in the one I watched, like trains.
Yeah.
And you're just you would not let this guy near actual children.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bizarre. Did you watch
the
one
with choo choo, here comes the train, choo choo? Because that's still on my kids' playlist. It still comes on every once in a while.
I kind of zoned out.
Change it fast enough. Blippi was a constant battle that I won. I ultimately won. Like, I spent very little time watching Blippi, and my kids never really got to the stage where they were like, Blippi was a fixture in their life.
It was a battle. I will say, and this is something my sister said that I chose in the moment not to interrogate, and I'll just repeat it here because it made no sense to me. But she was like, we don't let them watch Thomas the Tank Engine because it's like...
fascist?
I think she said it. Yeah, she was like, it's fascist. And I was like, I'm not going to interrogate this at all.
Yeah. It's all about usefulness. It's like... fascist in a way that, like, when you think about it and like write an essay on it, you're like, oh yeah, this is fascist. You know, it's like, if you're very thoughtful, you recognize that it's fascist because they will, like, the characters get depressed when they can't be useful anymore, and it's it's a little weird. Thomas the Tank Engine, it just has a strange vibe to it. I did not successfully win that battle because my son was obsessed with trains at that developmental stage, but we're through it. He turned out fine.
For now.
Yeah.
Just wait till he gets his first job.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We should talk about Boeing. Joshua Dean was fired by Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems in 2023. After flagging safety concerns, he then filed a complaint with the FAA, and now Dean is the second Boeing-linked whistleblower to have died in the last 2 months, which is a concerning number of dead Boeing-linked whistleblowers. Like, the first one was concerning. Kind of reminds me of when, like, Kevin Spacey's accusers kept mysteriously dying, and
yeesh. Yeah,
it's... I don't know. He was in good health until 2 weeks ago when he went to the hospital complaining of trouble breathing, and he died of a difficult to treat bacterial infection. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the specifics of this. It's just like a young, healthy person, the first person allegedly committed suicide.
It's so fucking dark too that, like, the thing reading this and thinking about this most recent stuff and having just flown in a plane actually is, like, I'm starting to realize that Boeing's passenger jet business is just whitewashing the rest of their actual business. Like,
right.
737s exist to make you think Boeing just makes passenger planes. And that's like everyone's like primary interaction with the Boeing brand. So, because initially you're like, oh, that seems a little wild that like whistleblowers would get like, could even consider to be like, you know, whatever conspiracy or whatever because of Boeing. What does Boeing do? Boeing just makes those things that look like dolphins in the sky.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, oh, no. They're an arms manufacturer, first and foremost. And those people probably do murder people, allegedly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like Boeing should be watching out for the safety of every whistleblower who has ever said a bad word about them, like their parents of a toddler at this point. I'm blaming them for any whistleblower deaths going forward, regardless.
I think the world today has now led me to believe that high end evil is working under a no press is bad press policy. Right. Because they just don't care.
We talk on tomorrow's episode. Miles talked yesterday about the bike lock thing, NYPD being like, this bike lock is clearly the work of high level terrorists because look how thick the chain is. It's just not even trying anymore would be the like phrase that like they're not trying and haven't been for a while. Like, I mean, I don't know. The Boeing thing is scary. I don't know how America steers out of this one where like the most powerful actors and the most like legally protected entities are the same thing and like corporations, you know. So,
I mean, not knowing how America gets out of this one is, I feel like you're going to be saying that a lot, bro.
That's what makes it so exciting to months, now years, that we're like decades. Coming to the end of this season to see how the writers get it out of this one. It's going to be, see how America gets out of this pickle. Yeah. Anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and hit another couple stories. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And Kristy Noem has, what a week. I mean, we started off the week talking about, we started the week like on Sunday. The last I had heard is Kristy Noem, presumptive vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump. Then comes word of her upcoming memoir, having a story about her killing her dog. And then the backlash, murdering a puppy, I should say, like straight up murdering a puppy. So now, you know, she is officially considered like off limits, not going to be the vice presidential candidate. And now we're on the like too little too late apology tour.
That's so, it honestly, though, one of the more shocking bits of this is how this would be disqualifying for a Republican candidate of any kind.
Like, yeah,
this is, the line is here, you fucking people.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, listen to country songs. That's, you know, or watch movies and recognize that dogs are the only thing that can't be killed for the most part. But she came through to explain, we were her second chance. The day she was put down was a day that she massacred livestock that were part of our neighbors. She attacked me, and it was a hard decision. So it like kind of has the tone of like somebody talking to you after like FDR addressing the nation after D-Day.
I had to do
the
it.
The day she was put down was a day. But yeah, she, you know.
Yeah, the sociopathic dog murdering allegations are not going away with this one.
No, it turns out. Yeah. I just like to imagine like what it's like, what her assistant is putting up with right now. Don't like to imagine, but that's, I guess anybody who is Kristi Noem's assistant, yeah, fuck them, but
gets what they deserve. But it is a little like, you know, no editor was like, hey,
I mean, that the editor of this book should be getting a promotion because they fucking, like, that was, it's about the notes you don't play, Andrew. It's about the edits you don't make. And they fucking nailed this one by not editing that out. They're just like, Oh, wow. We should go into that a little bit more. What else do you remember about that day? Oh, a construction crew saw you. Huh. Wow. And what an interesting thing to remember. Almost like you considered killing every one of them also.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the triangulation is this makes her tough.
Yeah.
There was a political.
She makes the hard decisions. Sometimes you got to put the fucking puppy down. I think that was it. The fact that she did it and then killed a goat, like the bloodlust
just like was unabated. What else could I kill? What else could I kill? Let's go.
Fucking bleak. Fucking bleak world. All right. We have some good news at long last. Arizona has repealed. This is like good news in a very narrow scope. Look too many months back when just the fact that this had to be done is bad news. The good news is Arizona is repealing its Civil War era abortion ban. The bill was passed by the Senate and will be signed by Governor Katie Hobbs on Thursday. The not so good news, the repeal only narrowly passed 16-14 because two Republicans sided with Democrats. And it doesn't actually take effect until 90 days after the end of the legislative session, which could mean June or July, or if the Republicans try to extend the session into the fall. You know, and just wild that this was even a thing that happened.
I mean, yeah, it's, I like, we're in such a terrible place with all the political parties, obviously, but it is probably worth noting that if they got their choice, Republicans would restore all laws to the Civil War era.
Right.
That is what it is also.
Yeah. Not in Alex Garland's Civil War. All right.
This is, everyone's cool.
We're just
all, there's a lot of great points on both sides.
There also may be competing ballot measures for both pro-choice and anti-choice groups in the fall. So I don't know. It's not over, but at least I don't know. It also feels like this is because Donald Trump had, like, the day before this passed, he was like, why don't we leave it up to the states? We can be states can decide. And then, like, state comes through with the wildest, most unpopular law passage that you could possibly imagine. Ugh. So I think they got some nasty emails from the Trump campaign, probably.
I don't envy you having to think about this every day through the election.
Yeah,
I'm only here occasionally.
That is why we invented here on the Daily Zeitgeist the hard reset, which is when you take a Theragun and put it to your temple and just oblivion.
Yeah.
We do not recommend you do that at home. That's only for people who host the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Andrew, thank you so much for
joining.
Thanks
for having me.
Where can people find you, follow you, all the good stuff?
Yo, is this racist? You know what? I also wanted to say this is not directly involved, but Solidarity and Snacks is a mutual aid group that I work with out here. And I actually was just looking at our chat. We are running low on funds, as are many, many, many mutual aid groups. And I know money is tight for everyone, but Solidarity and Snacks, there's Venmo links on the Instagram and stuff. I don't know. Every penny you give gets out on the streets.
Yeah. We'll link off to that in the footnotes. All right. That is going to do it for us this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.